Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Today, I want to talk about pinned posts, okay? How can you use these to your advantage? What should you not use? And just explain how they work in general, because I think that I know many people, especially many advisors who reach out to me, they oftentimes, and brokers, they oftentimes don't really know what to do with these. And then when I see them used in real life, in real practice, I see them and they're not being used the best way possible. And so that's what we're going to unpack right now. So before we go any further, let's have a look at what pinned posts are, and I'll show you them on the different platforms. So a few examples here on screen. If you're listening to us on the podcast, come and check us out on YouTube, which is @AshBorland. And we've got Joe Bartlett here. I'm not critiquing what these guys do on these. I'm just showing you what they look like. Of course, this is their stuff, but on Joe Bartlett's one, which is the home buyer coach, a friend of mine, here's one here. We've got a pinned post. Now, a pinned post on Instagram looks like a little pin icon, and it's normally going to be the top three posts can be pinned. So you can pin up to three posts at the top, and that means that whatever you post, everything else will go underneath it. So whatever Joe posts right now, that's going to go in the second spot, and if he had all three, it's going to go on the fourth spot. So that's what a pinned post looks like on Instagram. If we look at the pinned post on TikTok, then, and you can see here, this is JC Mortgage Advice, which is James Cox, who's a client of mine, absolute legend. Funny videos, by the way, go and check them out if you haven't already. So he's got them pinned. If you can see on the TikTok ones, it just says pinned at the top in this red banner. And again, he's had three. From my understanding with TikTok as well, it's the same thing. You can just pin three at the top. This is being looked at the desktop, so you can see a much larger thing. But if you actually went to your mobile phone, it's just going to be the three top ones that you can pin. So that's what it looks like on TikTok. And then for LinkedIn, you have a pinned post, which is, I'm going to use Carla Edwards for this example. Again, another one of my clients, which is the protection parent. And we can see at the top, these are actually called, in LinkedIn, they're called featured. So these featured ones are the ones that are the ones that people see more of. And so these effectively, they get pinned at the top of your profile so people can see what they're doing. So these are the featured ones, which is the pinned post equivalent, really. And then if we head over to Facebook, you can just see, I'll use mine for this because it's just the easiest one because it's on there. You can see here, it just says pinned post, very slight at the top. And it's not actually as, it's not very obvious, but you can pin them there too. And all it just means is this is the post that's going to be at the top of everything. So no matter what I post, so that these are all the videos I create, and the content I put out, this one about the mortgage marketing blueprint is always at the top. So that is, and that actually is my ad. I use that as an ad to push more, and that's what that's been used for. But this is the pinned post on Facebook. That gives you a bit of an overview of how they work, and as in what they look like and what they do. And you can see here with every single platform has one, and you should be using them. And you can, there's the ones on YouTube and everything. You can do all different types of stuff. But for us, they're the main ones. Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, they're the ones that you're going to use the pinned post. So let's talk about what you should do and what you shouldn't do. So the first thing is what you should not do. So I would say that the thing I see across the board is that people use this all the time to effectively pin their most performed post. So do not pin. So you shouldn't do is don't pin most performed post. So what do I mean by this? The one that has got the most likes, the most shares, the most comments. If you're pinning that for no real reason, that's not a good idea, because all you're doing is trying to pin to say, look how big this posted. And by the way, this is the one I see happen most of the time, is people will pin this because they like the idea that somebody has got all these views and all of this stuff happening and this engagement. But what does it really do for your business? If it's just trying to show to people that you're popular, then what's the point? There's no point in having that. So don't pin your most performed post. That's not just I know, let's feature that straight away. So the second thing you don't want to do is what I call three-part images. So this is stuff that you can see happen. This happens more on definitely on Instagram, which is where people do three, a single image, the whole three of them. So it's like a banner. It doesn't really happen on anywhere else, but these three part images where it's like effectively a banner of your profile. And so you can see it's one image broken into three sections. So when it's put on your profile, it all looks like one image. It doesn't look good. It just looks weird. And it seems like a good idea, but it's just more like design than it is anything else. And it's a bit useless. So I would say that. No, so those are the should not do's. Now, realistically, there's no other ones on there because the majority of people do this. They do this one here. This is the one they do the most, which is pin the most highest perform post. They think that it's just that automatically does that. What you really want to do, so what you should do, is pin relevant content for client. So you want to pin the relevant content for that client so that it is effectively signposting what you want them to see. So when someone jumps on, you've got three of these pinned posts. When someone jumps on this, the idea should be that these are the things that you want people to see first. And it's not, it might not be, for example, here's a video I made that did super well. I'm talking about a bit of news that's now completely irrelevant, but look how many views I got. It's not that. What it might be is, for example, if we use my one as an example, we can see on my one here that I have my pinned post is literally the mortgage marketing blueprint. On Facebook, it's the mortgage marketing blueprint. The reason being is because that's the first place I was, what value where I want people to go. It's relevant content for them to see. So this is the first thing I would say you should pin. That's the first thing you should be doing, is thinking, where do I want them to go? What is the next, what we would say if we were doing a value ladder, which is effectively the funnel, where is the next logical step for them to go to? Because this is the content that people are going to over time. This is the stuff that is going to, people are going to land on your profile and then they're going to signpost it. So that's the first thing I do, pin relevant content. The next thing I would potentially pin is about you. So it's about you. So this is going to be an introduction. This is an intro to who you are. So an about you post effectively is you introducing your story to that person. Now, the way that this is described, and I love these, is that think of this as a small kind of up to speed, getting you up to speed debrief about what you do. Because when you're creating content for your business, especially as a broker, we all assume that people know our story. I did it with myself. I just assumed that people have followed me for the last 5 years, but a lot of you haven't. A lot of you might have only followed me for the last maybe 6 months. Some of you might have followed me for the last 2 months. And so all this kind of story that I've had, I assume when I'm talking and I'm doing these videos, I assume you know it, but you don't. A lot of you don't. And so because of that, one of the things we have to focus on is an about you, which is effectively getting somebody up to speed. So this should be, can be a bit, a video of about 90 seconds, effectively bringing someone up to speed as to where you are. So what did you do? What have you done? What are some of the success you've done? Some client results, whatever it may be. Tell them about you so that when they then watch your content, they have way more context as to who you are as a person. This is what's called an about me page or about you post. And I've done this in detail in other videos, and I'll probably try and break one down again when I do a new one, because I've got to do a new one soon because my hair's grown back. Then I have to do that then. But this is a great thing to do. So if you think you're going to pin the most relevant content for them, that's number one. You're going to then do an about you. And then the third one I would pin is client results. So client results, this can be anything extra that you think needs to be highlighted in order to demonstrate your expertise. So yes, this could be, if you wanted, if this is your top performing post, then fine. But let's take, for example, my client Carla. A lot of her posts that are pinned, funnily enough, are awards posts. So if you can look at this one here, nearly all of her pinned posts, apart from the first one, which is Do Not Get Insured, which is effectively an introduction as to what she does, you then have the rest of them, which are all a lot on, and on LinkedIn, you can do quite a lot. But nearly all of them are awards posts. Now, what does that do? That's result. That's social proof. That is a really good idea, because when people land on it, then what they're seeing is this person is a multi-award winning advisor. That is the type of thing when I talk about client results or social proof. So we'll call it social proof as well. And so the idea being that you're effectively demonstrating that this is something you're potentially proud of or that you're happy about. So what are the three things you need? The first one is you need a relevant somewhere, the next step for them to go, the logical next step. That could be a podcast, that could be a course, that could be a free download, that could be book a call with you. Whatever the next logical step for them to do is, have that pinned. The second one about you, introduction to you, so that anybody who can watch that, get up to speed and then watch your content with context of who you are. And then the third one, some form of social proof, some form of accolade, whether that's client success, your success, anything that's happened in your life that's good around the business that also reinforces your social proof, your validity. And the good thing about this, yes, you will put some of this in stories too, of course you will, but these pinned posts, you're pinning them for people to be like, look at this stuff. People are going to look through your pinned posts. They're going to, because it's just inevitable. So making sure that they are the right type of content for the right people is going to shore up the chances of you being successful. So that is, in a nutshell, how pin posts work. Please don't go down the rabbit hole of doing the wrong things, like I said, which is pinning your most performed post for any means necessary, because it isn't highlighting anything other than just you saying, look how good this one post did, which we all know you fluked it. We all know you fluked it. We all know that it was not like a, oh my gosh, I got this amazing strategy. It happens. We all have those posts that fluke and they bang and they hit millions or they hit hundreds of thousands or they... Don't keep doing that. Use this space to market your brand properly, market your business properly, and move clients further to their destination. Think about how valuable is it for them? What is it serving them? If it is, you're going to do well. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.